Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You've been listening to our podcast, Getting Educated, Regulating Your Emotional Reactions, and it's been really helpful. Yet you know you could do better, be better, and you're wanting and needing more support. That's where our coaching service is a game changer. We're here for you when you need us the most, ensuring you have all the tools and resources at your fingertips, guiding and supporting you to be more effective. Our free rapid relief call helps you gain a broader perspective, commit to your best next steps, and determine what coaching support is right for you. Visit rapidreliefcall.com to book your call today. Welcome to the Journey Beyond Divorce podcast, where we invite you into a journey of healing and personal transformation that will radically change your divorce experience, heal your heart while refining your character, and set you up to be effective and feel empowered as you navigate the practical and emotional challenges of divorce. I'm your host, Karen McMahon, founder of Journey Beyond Divorce. My divorce brought me to my knees, and it also transformed me and set me on this path to help you. Beyoncé is one of the most successful singers of all time, but she's also a powerful businesswoman. And how did she do this? Through Sasha Fierce, which is her alter ego. And so she grew up in a Christian home, and her rather provocative dance moves and lyrics didn't quite match the education she received. And so she had to find a way to break free from all of those beliefs that she was raised with. And so she created a new character she impersonated in times of need. She was still Beyoncé, but her mindset grew stronger on stage when she felt like Sasha Fierce. Welcome to Karen Solos, your compass through the storm of high conflict divorce. Discover quick chats that are bound to ignite your curiosity, spark inspiration, and pave the way for transformative thinking and living. Are you eager to delve into a specific topic? We'd love to hear from you. Email us at admin@journeybeyonddivorce.com, and we'll make sure to weave it into our upcoming episodes. Welcome back to another episode of Karen Solos. Today, we're talking about navigating the fear of leaving a high conflict marriage with a powerful mind hack. As I've spoken about so often, entering divorce when you're coming from a high conflict marriage is incredibly hard, and especially in the beginning, where self-doubt and uncertainty can just freeze you in your tracks. And I found this mind hack a while ago and was fascinated by the concept. And so here goes. When you activate your alter ego, it's actually a mind hack that can support you in creating the change you desire that you actually don't believe that you're strong enough or capable of doing right now because you've been so lost or diminished in your marriage. And so there's a book called The Alter Ego Effect by Todd Herman. And this book teaches you how to adopt a different mindset and to get motivated by cooperating with an alter ego of your own creation. And by implementing this mind hack, you can awaken hidden talents and certain skills that have gotten dusty or that you may not even know you have or that you're afraid to show, and quieting down fears and other unhelpful emotions that have been keeping you stuck. And he gives an example that I want to share because I thought it was really powerful. And it's Beyoncé. Beyoncé is one of the most successful singers of all time, but she's also a powerful businesswoman. And how did she do this? Through Sasha Fierce, which is her alter ego. And so she grew up in a Christian home, and her rather provocative dance moves and lyrics didn't quite match the education she received. And so she had to find a way to break free from all of those beliefs that she was raised with. And so she created a new character she impersonated in times of need. She was still Beyoncé, but her mindset grew stronger on stage when she felt like Sasha Fierce. This life hack is widely used by successful people all around the world, and they sometimes feel like they lack certain attributes needed to do their job. And so they just borrow them from their little heroes inside or their alter egos. And so when you're going through, you enter in or going through a high conflict divorce, one of the things we talk about, and I'll be talking about on the solos, is this opportunity to recreate yourself. You're going to be going through this really hard time. You've already been in a marathon of hard time, and yet there's an opportunity. And part of the opportunity is, what do you know about yourself? Who do you desire to be? And how do you bridge that gap from where you are to where you want to be? And so I'm just going to share a couple of the points in Todd's book. There are five key lessons. I'm not going to discuss all five of them. Lesson one is, use the five categories of change to improve your life and find your alter ego. So I thought this was great. You think about the changes that you want to be making by filtering your thoughts through these five categories for change. And so as a coach, I'm going to say, if you can do it now, otherwise come back to it, grab a piece of paper or open a new document. And the five categories are what you want to stop doing, what you want to start doing, what you want to continue doing, what you want to do less of, and what you want to do more of. And when you take some time to actually write down those five categories, you're going to begin developing clarity around what this alter ego inside hero has to offer you and how to begin creating it. So that's step one, right? And so now you see everything you want more of, you want less of, you don't want it all, et cetera. And then you want to take a look from a different vantage point. You want to give those emotions that are unhelpful, destructive, that paralyze you, that leave you stuck where you are, right? So you want to give your destructive emotions an alter ego and detach from those in difficult times. And so I had a client a number of years ago, and after a couple of coaching sessions, we were talking about, like, who is this part of you? She happened to be super self-judging. So who is this part of you? And let's see if we can separate her from the rest of you. And so she brilliantly came up with two names. And so Sally was her self-judging person. And she called the two sides of her Sally for her self-judgment that hinders her. And Esmeralda was her alter ego, her best self. And so what it did was immediately when those self-condemning voices were in her head, she could speak to Sally. And one time we met and she said, I was out and went out for the day. And I consciously tied Sally to the railing outside of the restaurant I was going into, which I thought was brilliant. It was this positive, firm concept that I am not stepping into this experience I'm going to have with my judgmental voice in my head. And so Sally got tied to the rails like a dog that got tied outside. Later, she also realized that she didn't want to treat Sally so badly, that Sally actually was part of her inner child. And so all of that, and this so often happens to us. We call it in coaching, sometimes we call it a gremlin. It's an inner critic. And so oftentimes our inner critic is there to protect us. Now, we're adults now. We don't necessarily need that protection. But if we're not conscious, if we don't go through exercises like this, we could listen unconsciously to that voice and believe it and therefore act or not act accordingly. So she realized that Sally was actually part of her frightened, wounded inner child, and she shifted to being kind to her. So there was no more tying up at the rails, but there was also no listening to her. Sally didn't get behind the steering wheel and drive the bus, but she could listen to Sally. She could take the time to understand, where is this coming from? What part of me is this? Is this a younger self that's inside and talking to me? And we all have that. And so how can I be kind and loving and let Sally know that it's okay? I'm a grown woman now and I've got your back and I've got this covered. And so that's a lot of the inner child work I coach people around as well. But it really fits into this alter ego concept really nicely. Have you lost yourself in your marriage, fallen into self-doubt, insecure and uncertain of your own viewpoints? If you've disappeared behind the shadow of your partner's personality, the Reclaim Your Mind free mini course will help you understand how you got here and the exact steps needed to regain control of your life. Go to jbddivorcesupport.com/reclaimyourmind and get started today. So far we have step one, which is those categories, stopping, starting, continuing, less of, more of, and listing everything there. And then listing your difficult emotions, the ones that keep you stuck, and naming it and creating an alter ego. And as this client did, it doesn't have to be a bad alter ego, although it certainly could be one that you speak that way to, or you can have compassion for it. Either way, separating, the key here is separating our fear from the rock star alter ego, separating our reactive or paralyzed behavior from the more difficult emotion alter ego. And then number three is align the attributes of your alter ego with your goals and then access the super persona when you need it or them. You can have many alter egos depending on what you want to do. I have a daughter who has anxiety at times, and she's gorgeous, she's intelligent, and she knows that. And so she's created a name for her alter ego. And if she has to go on an interview or do something that would typically stop her in her tracks, we'll talk about it. She'll say, I'm really nervous. And I'll be like, why don't you use so-and-so and just have her go to the interview for you? And it has been incredibly successful and valuable. And so for number three, which is aligning the attributes of your alter ego with your goals, first you need to figure out your why. And so in this case, why is it that you want to leave your marriage? Like, why does that bring value to you? So getting really clear on that. And then decide what attributes you need, what attributes your alter ego needs to go through the steps of figuring out what to say and telling your spouse and supporting the kids and learning about the divorce process and everything else that you can learn in Divorce 101. When you're ready, we can take you through that. And this will be a piece of it as well, but you can get started right away. And so, for example, each time you speak to your divorce attorney, rather than being intimidated by him or her or thinking that you don't have a right to ask for what you want, you put your CEO hat on. You're the boss and you want to make sure that everything is being done to quickly and effectively bring your divorce to a close. Now, with this alter ego, your CEO alter ego, you're going to feel in charge. You're going to act in charge. You're going to ask questions. You're going to ask for clarification. If something isn't done that they said they would do, or they didn't get back to you when you emailed them, you are going to stand in confidence and assertiveness because you're the boss. That this helps all of you listening to take that step. The book, again, I want to give it to you. It's in the show notes, is The Alter Ego Effect, written by Todd Herman. You probably could Google and get some more information on it. I love this mind hack. I think it's a brilliant way, especially when we're such a diminished version of ourselves because of years of abuse, manipulation, control, to be able to step into all that you've been created to be, everything you're capable of being, and to take those parts that are destructive or negative or unproductive and separate those out too, as my client did Sally, and make sure that those don't hinder you. As always, if there's a topic that you want me to speak about, if you have comments, you can email info@journeybeyonddivorce.com. I am so excited about sharing these little snippets of information with you, and I will see you again real soon. You take care. Have a blessed day. Are you facing high-conflict divorce after enduring a long-standing power imbalance with your spouse? Don't let fear and uncertainty hold you back. Our Divorce 101 program provides an experienced and compassionate guide to empower you with new techniques to manage emotional, financial, parental, and legal challenges. Visit jbddivorcesupport.com/divorce101 and get started today. Thanks for joining us on the Journey Beyond Divorce podcast. I hope you found guidance and encouragement to help you along your journey. If you like my podcast, please take a minute to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. You can also visit us at jbddivorcesupport.com, where our team of coaches support both men and women throughout one-on-one coaching, group programs, online courses, and free resources. Stay tuned for our next episode, and I'll talk to you soon.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.